Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You are listening to station WGN.
Oh, a microphony.
And a phony at the mic.
Yeah. Whoa! And radio became an accepted vehicle for nationwide news and opinion.
Notify all radio and TV stations to broadcast the following message.
Oh, is that the comedy spot?
No, Bubblehead, this isn't a comedy spot.
You're a fun guy, Dave. You're lonely on an island.
What a dope. What a maroon.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is exciting, isn't it?
5, 4, 3, 2. And now, live from the Allstate Skyline Studios, here's Dave.
All right, thanks, Duff. Welcome in, everybody. Glad you could be with us on this Saturday night, early Sunday morning. 312-981-7200 is the number you can call or text throughout the show. It's a big music show tonight. After the news at 2:30, we'll talk to music legend Mick Jones, who formed rock group Foreigner with Ian McDonald, lead singer Lou Gramm over 40 years ago. Then we'll talk to Sarah Smith Pancari, vice president of Summerfest, the world's largest music festival just across the border in Milwaukee, about their 52nd year with over 1,000 performances across 12 stages. One of my favorite places to celebrate the summer. We'll also hear from Robert Lamb of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, the rock group Chicago. And by the way, both Chicago and Foreigner will be headlining up at Summerfest this year. So do you ever see those ads across Chicago on brick walls that look vintage or kind of disappearing? Well, those were done in the 1890s through 1920, 1930, and author Joseph Marlin began documenting the city's advertisements more than 30 years ago, from national brands to mom-and-pop shops. Again, many have disappeared. He's got a new collection in a book called Fading Ads of Chicago. We'll talk to him as well. That and much more, but first, one of Chicagoland's very own, Anderson's Candy Shop, has been making gourmet chocolates in Richmond, Illinois for 100 years. And just as making quality candy is a four-generation tradition in their family, giving Anderson's as a gift has become a multi-generation tradition as well. It is the best chocolate I have ever had, and the Andersons are some of the nicest people I've ever met. And joining us to talk about the family history for the World of Sweet Treats is Leif Anderson and his daughter, Katie. Guys, welcome in.
Hi. Hey, thanks for having us.
I am thrilled that you're here, because I know we talk about this all the time, but this is this weekend, a year ago, was our first weekend in our Skyline Studios here.
Cool.
And
awesome.
And this is your first time here, so thank you for making the trek down.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Thanks for the $10 tour.
Really enjoyed ourselves.
It was a little bit, it was a quick tour, but it was a $10 tour. Very exciting because this coming weekend, you will be celebrating your 100th anniversary.
Yeah, can't wait.
So tell us a little bit about some of the activities planned, then we'll get into the chocolates themselves.
Kate can give you the specifics, but I can just tell you, get out there at 10 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, the 29th and 30th. We got live music going all day long. We got treats of all kinds out there, ice cream, mini donuts, our own recipe, our chocolates, of course. We've got games. We got all sorts of stuff.
That's great. And you know what? Here's what's really cool is they're up in Richmond. They're up in Barrington, but this is the home base up in Richmond. This is the original store, and it was dating back to 1919, you were first in Chicago.
That's right, on Armitage Avenue, not too far from Central Park. And my grandfather had worked for Kranz Candies on State Street and went off on his own. He had his own dream. And so he opened up a little store there. And you'll see some of those really hard-to-find pictures on display. We dug them out, got them reproduced. They'll be up safe for you to look at.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And it was 1926 that he moved the place up to Richmond, right?
That's right. The landlord doubled his rent.
You weren't here yet.
No, not quite. Yeah, yeah. I don't think I was even a dream in my father's eye yet.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Grandpa Reynolds was 7 when they moved.
Gotcha. Yep. And then there's really cool stories about this place. I want to talk a little bit about more of the history. He ran the business out of his front porch and living room, selling candy in the cool months and ice cream in the summertime.
Exactly. And sandwiches, too. When we first moved out to Richmond, he was also a sandwich shop. Okay. And they lived in the house, too, and raised a family there. So that house, when you come out, hopefully you'll all be out there for the party. But when you come out, take a minute to look at the building and realize that there have been 3 subtractions to the building and 5 additions.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you look up on the side window, I remember you showing me this, there's like a wallpaper from your nursery.
Yes.
That is kind of framed, you know. It's, it's kind of as a memento up in the room that you can
Kate
still see.
Kate can tell you how it got framed.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Yeah, so that was until the 50s, the family lived in the store where we make the candy. And then my dad and his brother, Uncle Lars, found a way to get out of their nursery and crawl onto the roof and wave at customers. And Grandma Vi
awesome.
Put her foot down and said, "Reynold, we're moving into town. We're not living above the store anymore." So
interesting.
My younger brothers needed a place to play when the family was at work, so we converted Dad's old nursery into sort of an after-school room for them. We needed to paint it and update it, but my sister and I decided we were going to frame and preserve a part of the wall that was still the original wallpaper from when Dad and Uncle Lars, that was their nursery.
It's very normal in a family business to do that. After the kids get out of school, they come to the restaurant, they come
to the
store, they come whatever, and they hang out until Dad or Mom or whatever is done with work.
Or until they need you to do something.
You're making chocolates today, Katie. Yeah. Come on downstairs. In McHenry County, your grandpa discovered at the World's Fair, he discovered air conditioning, right?
Absolutely.
And first place in McHenry County to have air conditioning with Anderson's, right?
And that's why when you walk in, you'll see an arched door. The first doorway you see when you walk through the front door is arched, and it was because it was a hermetically sealed refrigerator-style door that had to fit that frame precisely. And it was for just a little 200-square-foot showroom. And so there was no air conditioning in the rest of the building. So
business
how
first.
Did you
just like everything else, the candy gets the good treatment.
Not even in the production area. So when you're there, realize that in the summertime, chocolates were made and we could sell them now.
Yeah.
But we had to make them in the basement.
Where it was cool. Yeah.
Where it was cool.
Makes sense.
And then pass them up through the floor register.
Into the showroom.
Wow. Into the showroom.
Wow.
This was the 1930s.
Yeah, of course. Not today. Not today by any means. But when you walk into this shop, and you know, when I was in there a couple of weeks ago, I took a picture of both my kids by your showcases where you have all your candy bars and stuff. I mean, this is vintage stuff that's been around for generations, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The candy case, when you walk in, you see it's this kind of wood with glass, and you see this sea of red and blue. The customers call them the crinkly bags.
Yeah.
Make this noise.
They're classic, yeah.
And
they're
kind of red and blue printed glassine, and there's 30 kinds of chocolate candy bars in front of you. And that case has been there since the 20s when we moved out there.
I mean, this is what you see in old pictures from like retail back in the turn of the century.
Yep.
And you, of course, they don't exist.
No.
They exist here.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
When you're there, look and see if you can pick out which one my brother made when we decided we wanted to expand our offerings. And he's quite a craftsman. And he designed one to match the ones that were out
there. That's amazing.
And built it about 30 years ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, you were talking about the candy bars. I want folks who've never experienced Anderson's to talk about, okay, so there's red packaging, which is milk chocolate. The blue packaging is your dark chocolate.
Very good.
But all the ingredients in there. And Leif, I know you take great care in finding those very specific ingredients.
Yes. It's enough to drive you crazy. 40 years ago, when I first started ordering for the business, we had the same suppliers forever. You could count on exactly what they had. The delivery schedule was, you know, emblazoned in your brain, and everything worked like clockwork. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to constantly be searching for new sources. I have to constantly be trying different things from everywhere to keep the line of supply excellent. I spend more time in a week ordering now than I did in 2 months. 40 years ago.
Well, yeah, things have changed a little bit. But it also says how picky you are about your ingredients.
Yes.
And that is the core of why this tastes so fabulous.
Exactly.
Because it's your chocolates blended with some of these great ingredients. And talk about some of the different bars, Katie.
Yeah, so we have things like apricot and orange peel, where we will look nationally first, but we'll go to Australia or wherever we need to go if that's where the best organic crystallized ginger is or apricots are from. We have peanut butter cream, which is my all-time favorite. Okay. We have your, you know, traditional favorites, turtles, English toffee, caramel. And then we have really unique ones to our shop, the raspberry mallow. Mm-hmm. We take fresh raspberries, cook them down into a gel, hand make our marshmallow, and then lay them together and dip it in chocolate. And I don't know anywhere else to make something quite like that.
Yeah.
It's so important that the ingredients are, every ingredient is just as good as the next ingredient, because we always want someone, when they bite into one of the Anderson candy bars, to go, oh, it's just like it was the first time I had it.
So I know exactly what to get my kids when I come into the store. So Emma likes the brown sugar buttercream. My son loves the chocolate with the peppermint crunch. Alex at six, simple.
Purist.
He likes just the plain milk chocolate, but he'll eat a couple of those, and he knows where they're stashed now. I think we have to find a new place to put these, so there's a special treat. I like the almond myself, and your truffles. I'm a big fan of the truffles. Oh, and the frosted mint meltaways.
Yes.
That is a big one for me too. And then my wife likes the dark salted caramels. And she keeps them on the side of the bed.
Yes. And that is a special badge of honor for us. And when I hear me particularly.
And she works. I mean, she works out. She eats very well. She doesn't But that is her joy at the end of the evening.
Yes, I want to be your supplier of your bedside chocolate. The one that you hide in your underwear drawer from your wife.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want to be.
Exactly, exactly. Roger, you have to have a favorite.
Oh, of course. I like dark chocolate.
Okay.
I don't know why. I grew up with the milk chocolate.
Yeah.
And milk chocolate's great.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I can eat more of the dark chocolate than I can of the regular
milk. It's better for you.
It's
better for you.
Yeah. It's healthier.
Did a doctor tell you to do that?
Yeah. Yes,
oh, yeah. So
did.
That's why you're eating this.
I went in. I said, Doc, I need a new medicine. And he said, dark chocolate.
Right.
Wrote me a prescription.
Doctor's orders.
For it.
You know, I have my prescription pad right here.
I know. Dark chocolate, milk chocolate, any chocolate. But I love, since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Give me some peanuts, some caramel, some dark chocolate.
Oh, so you like your turtles.
I love the turtles.
Yeah.
I could eat boxes of them in one sitting.
Wow.
Which I think I have.
Yeah.
According to the hospital report. I will take a regular chocolate bar, you know.
Yeah.
That's fine in a pinch, but if I smell the turtles anywhere within 100 miles,
it's over.
That's where I go.
It's over.
One of the most popular things we have is we call them snappers.
Okay.
And can't make enough of them.
And you said you love the peanut butter. That's your favorite.
Peanut butter is my favorite.
I didn't ask what your favorite is. What's your favorite, Katie?
Oh, it changes every week.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yes,
but I mean, do you have a standard this is...
I do go back to the buttercream or the raspberry mallow bar.
Okay.
Or probably the two I return to perennially.
Good stuff.
I want to know, do you guys, I think we've asked you this before, you do experiment from time to time to try to come out with something unique.
Got to keep it fresh.
Yeah. Got to keep it fresh.
Yep.
What's something new that you've experimented with recently that we need to know is on the horizon?
Well, something that we're new that is in the store now, we were experimenting with different kind of beer truffles, and we stumbled upon the root beer truffle that is our summertime, one of our summertime flavors.
Oh, root beer.
One we're experimenting that we might bring back, is a mint mallow bar that used to be popular, went out of favor, and we're that's in the works now, might come back for the holidays.
So that's mint, marshmallow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And chocolate.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Three for three.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm batting 1,000.
Absolutely. You also have something that you surprised your dad with this week that really touched
you
celebrate the 100. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'll let Kate describe it. All I can tell you is for Father's Day, my wife took me on a wild goose chase and drove me around the countryside, and I mean like an hour long ride, and then
to get you out.
Had phone calls back and forth with the store that I could listen in on, explaining why we had to come in a different way to the store and go in an entrance that's never used on the other side of the building.
Wow.
And I'm getting impatient. We got back there and dutifully carried all this stuff that we really didn't need in the north side of the building, and then got led out to the south side of the building in the front to behold something that had me in tears for 10 minutes. I've never been so surprised in my life.
Wow. And?
So we had all of the main windows on the building that faced Route 12 covered with photos of our candy making and our family from
giant
the history. Giant.
Oh,
so,
how cool.
Yes. So Dad walked outside and saw his
mother,
his,
father,
his mother, his father, his grandmother, himself,
wonderful.
His younger self, and his brother, and all on the side of the building smiling along with some of our candy making. So as you're kind of driving out down Route 12, it's giant. It fills all of our windows, and it just speaks our history to you as you drive by. And it was sort of our love letter for Dad about
what
the business.
What a wonderful gift.
Yeah, it was incredible. You're going to have me crying again.
Oh, that's great.
Is that
going
to be a permanent display now?
Yes, yes, it will. And,
it'll
and
be
you
up
can
there
see
when
it,
you come out.
Yeah, if you come out for our 100th anniversary party this weekend.
We're at Roger's almost 100, so that's fantastic.
I'll save you a cupcake.
That'll be fun, guys. Awesome, awesome.
And if I'm making you really hungry now, as you're sleeping or listening or whatever, AndersonsCandyShop.com. If you can't make it out there, you can go to the website because they'll ship it to you.
We never close.
Andersons, that's right. AndersonsCandyShop.com. Talk to me about some of the specifics of what's going on Saturday and Sunday to celebrate the century in business.
Yes. So some highlights from, as my dad said, all day, the whole weekend, both days, there'll be free mini donuts on the lawn, historical displays, and live music. A bounce house for kids, tons of fun. Specifically, Saturday, we're going to have an antique car show from noon
to
4.
Great.
There's
going to
be a 1926 Packard, a 1926 fire engine that still pumps water, some Model A's, some Model T's, all on Broadway there. Across the street from us, the Brat House will have a chocolate-themed beer garden.
Oh, look at them joining in. I like that.
Yep,
good partnership.
There's our local Rotary Club will be doing live corn roasting all day. So who doesn't love a big hunk of corn on the cob? There'll be puppies from a local animal shelter for you to hang out with.
And chocolate and puppies and some beer and some brats, man. I mean, you got this all made. Yeah,
and then at night, there'll be a community dance across the street in Memorial Hall.
Retro cool.
And then at 7 p.m., we'll have a little kind of, hey, yay, happy birthday, Anderson's Candy Shop thing. And then Sunday kicks off in the morning, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., again across the street in Memorial Hall. Chocolate chip pancake breakfast from our local firefighters.
Fabulous.
It's going to be great. It's a fundraiser for them.
Love that.
And then 10 a.m., our Community Church of Richmond, which is the church my grandparents got married in, they're going to do their service. It'll be on our lawn at 10 a.m. It's a kind of an all-faith service. Everyone's invited.
Wow.
And then at 11:15, close to our heart, will be our 100th anniversary ceremony. And then we will honor some super long-term employees. We'll have a giant cake. And the first 500 people get a mini cupcake to sing happy birthday with us.
That is spectacular.
And,
this is amazing.
Yeah, wrap it up. We'll wrap it up with noon to 2, bingo with free chocolate prizes and send some music to finish out the afternoon.
Oh, folks, you got to make it out there. So it's Anderson's Candy. This is the Richmond location, the original location. Of course, it's on Main Street in downtown Richmond. I love that all these other businesses are participating as well. It's like a little festival.
We've been in that community since 1926, and it would be wrong to not have everybody in the community participating. And that's how kind of we felt about it and how we've approached it. So
now, if you're a fan of Anderson's and have not tried it yet, you have to actually go out there and give it a shot or order at AndersonsCandyShop.com. But you've got a lot of great 100th anniversary items that you can buy that I just find so charming. So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Thank you. Well, my favorite might be we have it's called the Ginger Cottage for those of you who collect them. It's a little wooden replica of our candy store in Richmond on Route 12. It's beautiful.
That is amazing.
It's a music box.
Yeah.
For all your listeners, look closely. She's holding it up now to the microphone.
Yes. We'll put a picture of that online at WGNRadio.com
because
it's really sweet.
It plays Claire de Lune, which was my grandpa Reynolds' favorite song to play to his little boys, my dad and my uncle, when they were little on the piano. So it's really sentimental for us.
Yep.
We have some commemorative mugs, which are this really nice steel mugs, black and white with gold printing that commemorate our 100 years. And then really practical and kind of exciting for me, we have two sizes of insulated tote bags that are printed.
That is brilliant because we always stop on the way up to the lake and then we always make other stops. And believe me, the gooey mess that remains is still as fabulous as what it was when it left the store. But to have that, I think that's really smart.
Yeah, so you can load up on candy and strawberries. We'll give you an ice pack for it, and you get your commemorative reusable, you know, freezer tote bag that you can take with you. So, and then, of course, T-shirts. So we have a lot going on, and we really hope that just that all of our 100-year worth of friends and fans and our generations of customers can come out and celebrate with us. And that, if it's well attended, just with folks who want to celebrate, that will be a success for us, I think.
I feel like I want to be there both days. There's just such neat things happening both of those days.
Got an extra bed. You can stay open, huh?
up at the top of the store. Yeah, exactly. So this is all going on this coming Saturday and Sunday. It starts all when on Saturday?
It starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your address is?
Our address is 10301 North Main Street.
Yeah.
It's also Route 12 in Richmond, Illinois.
Yep. So it's on the way up to the lake. So
right on the way to Lake Geneva.
So stop by, check out what's going on. And again, these got Anderson's Candy Shop in Richmond. They've got a store in Barrington. This is all happening in Richmond this coming weekend. And you can always check everything out at andersonscandyshop.com. Only great families can reach milestones like this, and you are one of those great families. Congratulations on 100
Thank
years.
Thank you, Dave. You're one of the great customers.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck next week. We'll see you there, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Top stories are next on 720 WGN.